Hello again, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus. We're so glad to be coming to you here on WMAF, and we do pray that you have begun to thaw out up there in Madison. I feel for you. It got really cold down here in Tampa, and when it gets below freezing, below the 30-degree mark here in Tampa, I really feel for you folks up in Madison and North Florida, all the way up in the Panhandle and over in Jacksonville. If it's that cold here, I know that you folks are feeling that chill to the bone. I like to have froze to death, as the old saying goes, in a motel in Live Oak one night with a heater that didn't want to work, and my wife and I put our coats back on, our clothes back on, crawled in bed and snuggled. Praise God. Amen. And wish we had some dogs to get in the bed with us. They would have been so welcome that night to keep us warm. Praise God. I think that was more than a 3-dog night. I think that was about a 4 or 5 dog night up in Live Oak. So we think about you guys when the real cold weather gets here. Well, one thing for sure, it's Christmassy this year. Praise God. As far as the weather, it is Christmas weather. It's cold weather. Amen. But there is a warm message coming from the Word of God that warms the heart once again. After all the telling of the story, this is one of those great stories. And by the way, when I say the Christmas story, I'm not talking about a fable or a myth. I'm talking about a historical event being retold, and a spiritual event that has changed the absolute order of this world forever. Praise God. The date is marked by this birth. The time is actually marked, the passing of it and the keeping of it, by the coming of this child into the world. So, believe me, something happened that is so wonderful and powerful that it's called joy unspeakable when we get a hold of it. Praise the Lord. Well, we want to get into that message today. Just before we do, we want to invite you to come to our website, where we have sermons available that span 37 years of ministry here in Tampa. We have recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus available, and we're so happy to know that people are downloading sermon materials from our website, from the United Kingdom, from Oslo, Norway, from Argentina, South America, Africa, China, South Korea. It's all over the United States, Hollywood, California, Washington, D.C., West Virginia. We are so glad that people are visiting us and are interested in the sermon topics and the substance of those sermons that have been ministered under the anointing and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to make a statement right here. A lot of people can preach the gospel better, and we're not in competition anyway, but no one can preach a better gospel than the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So if you feel you would benefit and come and want to download something, you're welcome to come. Type in THCOG, Google it. We'll bring you to our website. There's another Holy Church of God, but this is the one in Tampa, Florida. Praise God, with Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable. So we welcome you there. If you have your Bibles, we want you to turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 20. And you're going to hear a lot of Christmas carols with a lot of biblical truth. And we're going to mention some of the songs and as we read the scriptures concerning the greatest gift that God could ever give to fallen man, and that is a Savior in the person of His very Son. So we welcome you to Christmas 2010, a celebration of Jesus Christ, the greatest gift of all. Let's read the narrative here in Luke 2, verse 8 through 20. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told them. One translation of verse 17 reads, They told everyone they met what the angel said about this child. Praise God. You may hear a song this Christmas season that captures what was in the heart and what God wanted to happen in the heart of those shepherds when they heard this great news from heaven. Go tell it on the mountain. Literally, shout it from the housetops, from the highest places, attract as much attention to this great event and this great person as you possibly can. Go tell it on the mountain. Jesus Christ is born. That's exactly what we're doing on the radio today. We're shouting it from the housetops that Jesus is born. We're going back down through time, over 2,000 years ago, to celebrate a birth that changed time itself, hallelujah, and can change your eternal destiny today. Because this child was destined to go to the cross, take our place, take our punishment, reconcile us to God, so that the curse of sin could be broken, and everyone that would come to Him, repenting of our sin and calling upon His name, could be saved. When the angel appeared to the shepherds, he said, Fear not, I bring you good tidings of great joy. The New International renders it good news or great joy. One translation renders it the greatest news ever announced. Today I want to talk about some of the bad news and good news for a few moments. The bad news is that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Scripture goes on to say there's none righteous, no, not one. The good news is that Jesus has come to save us from our sins. The bad news is that we as sinners have come under the curse and the wrath of the law. The good news is that He took the curse for us and broke the curse over us. You know, the Bible said of Jesus, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. And the New Covenant Scriptures declare that He was made a curse for us, that we might be delivered from the curse of the law. Isn't that incredible today, that what He did on the cross, which began in Bethlehem, amen, what He did on the cross has broken the curse of sin and death over us. And we don't have to fear, as Christians who have trusted in Jesus, we don't have to fear death or the judgment that we certainly all are going to face. Hallelujah. Because we have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. And that Lamb came to lay in that manger before He came to hang on that cross. The bad news is that sin brought Adam's race into bondage to Satan. The good news is that Jesus came to set us free. Everything about Jesus, everything about His anointing is to set the captives free, to set at liberty those that are bruised, to open the prison house, Death is defeated. Satan's power is broken when we trust in Christ. Light has shined in the darkness, and the darkness has been shattered by the light. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, you may be in Satan's prison house today, but that prison house can't hold you if you choose to receive this mighty Savior that God has sent. Praise God. His authorization for holding you is sin. And when sin is forgiven, he can't hold you any longer. Praise God. Amen. Those prison bars will melt away and you can become free. And not only free, amen, from the prison house of sin, but every habit that it has brought into your life. And oh, my friend, free from the guilt and the shame. Hallelujah. To have a brand new leaf. And a brand new lease and a brand new life. Praise God. A new lease on life because of the new life that you can have in Jesus. No wonder you're going to hear the song, Joy to the World. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. And let every heart rejoice. When Jesus came the first time, the faithful gladly received him. Because they gladly received him, they triumphed over the devil's devices and death's stronghold. If you're in the service at all, or you're familiar with the service, one of the branches of the service, the United States Marine Corps, have what is known as a sacred symbol and a sacred saying. Its shortened form is Semper Fi, or Semper Fidelis, which is Latin for always. Faithful, always faithful, like the faithful shepherds and the faithful wise men of old. Let us as Christians be faithful to Jesus Christ, especially renewing that faithfulness when we recapture the glory, the grandeur, the mystery, and the majesty of this little child's birth down in a little town called Bethlehem. When you hear that song, include yourself, O come, all ye faithful, joyful, and triumphant. Come ye to Bethlehem. You say, preacher, I can't go back in time and take part in all of that. Ah, friend, that's what we're doing right now through the Scriptures, through the Word of God. We're revisiting Bethlehem. What an event it was, this little city of bread. Least of the cities of Judah, Micah wrote hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus Christ that the Messiah would be born in this specific place. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jesus fulfilled all of those ancient prophecies to the letter. And it didn't seem like much was taking place in that little town when two poor people had no room in an inn and had to take Joseph had to take his wife to where the animals came to eat and be sheltered to have this child. No one hardly noticed till angels appeared to shepherds. No one would have known if angels hadn't appeared to shepherds who faithfully proclaimed what they had seen and heard. Praise God. Amen. If Jesus is God's perfect Christmas gift to man, then what is man's perfect gift to God in response? Romans chapter 12 said, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. One commentary on Romans 12 says, take your whole life, place it before God as an offering. I really like that. I'm going to read that again. Take your whole life and place it before God as an offering. The great challenge in Scripture is captured beautifully in the song about the least of all giving his best for the Lord and finding it acceptable. I just can't help but love that song, The Little Drummer Boy. Because if we give our best for him, he will accept it, even if our best seems very small and insignificant. Oh, friend, let me rephrase this a little bit. There is nothing small and insignificant about what happened when Jesus came into this world to go to the cross for us. He came with that mission from God to fulfill, to take our place, to take our punishment, to reconcile us to God. And when a man or woman, boy or girl, accepts Him as their Savior, and our eternal destiny is changed, and our life is changed, and our heart is changed. Praise God. Hallelujah. When everything becomes brand new, that is not some little insignificant thing. And when a person who has been saved says, "Jesus, I want you to have," in response to the mercy and the love that you have given me in Jesus Christ, "God, I want you to have all of me. Jesus, I want you to be the absolute Lord of my life. I'm not going to hold back anything. I offer you my everything." If I'm just a little drummer boy, I'm going to play my drum for you. I'm going to play my best for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. This little song captures Romans chapter 12, verse 11 and 12. Hallelujah. Responding to His goodness and grace by giving ourselves totally to Him. Hallelujah. It's a gift that you can give to God this year. That's your gratitude in the form of your commitment. Semper Fi, my brother and my sister. Always faithful to the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Listen, friend, something happened in that little city of bread, Bethlehem, that can change everything in your life today. I heard the true story of a trapper who came to a little trading post in the wilderness of Pioneer, Kentucky. I am from Kentucky, so it kind of caught my eye when I saw this. I know I got sand in my shoes. I've been here since I was 14 months old, but when I go back around those old mountains, somehow or another, I feel that I'm at home in those mountains as well. And you that live in the mountains, you probably take the mountains for granted just like we take the beach for granted. But, people that haven't seen the wonderful Gulf of Mexico just don't know what they're missing till they see it, and it just wows them. I feel that way when I see the hills turning into mountains. And a true thing, event happened in the mountains of Kentucky. A trapper came to a trading post, and he had been trapping in the mountains and now bringing his furs to be sold. And he asked the question, "I've been away for months. Did anything significant happen while I was gone around here?" And the guy at the trading post sleepily looked up and kind of, matter-of-factly said, "Not much ever happens around here. Oh, except down at the Lincoln Cabin. Down at the Lincoln Cabin, a little baby was born." Wow. No one knew the significance of the birth of a little boy in a log cabin in Kentucky. But that little boy grew up and fulfilled a destiny that changed the very shape of this nation. His name was Abraham Lincoln. Friend, there was a baby born like no other baby that was ever born, with a destiny to change the world forever. And His name was Jesus Christ. Praise God. And He was born of a virgin. And He was born with a destiny to go to the cross and take the punishment for our sin, that we might be reconciled unto God. That's why we celebrate Christmas. I don't know all of the histories, how that some of the pagan stuff got intermingled, but I know why I celebrate Christmas. I know why I get excited this time of year. Listen, they may argue, and rightfully so, the exact date, the season of his birth. It might not have even been cold. I will grant any scholar of Scripture that, or historian. But I'm going to tell you something. Whether it was December 25th or July the 15th is immaterial to me. What is so important to me is that in the city of David, a little over 2,000 years ago, an event happened. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's an understatement if I've ever made one. The greatest event in the universe took place because a virgin that had conceived 9 months earlier brought forth a man child. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he was not only the Son of God, he was God the Son. Praise the Lord. He was God incarnate. His name was not only to be called Jesus, a derivative of the Old Testament Joshua. Oh, by the way, there was a lot of kids around that area that in honor of this great deliverer of Israel, Joshua, they named him Jesus, but there was no Jesus like this Jesus. Amen. For you in the Latin American community, you know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of Jesuses out there. Amen. I got my car worked on a couple of years ago at Firestone near the Christmas season, and guess who the mechanic had to sign the work order so he could be responsible for the work? His name was J-E-S-U-S, Jesus. Praise God. I told our congregation, I know my car is fixed this time because Jesus fixed it. Hallelujah. But it wasn't the Jesus that was born in Bethlehem of a virgin. It wasn't God taking on flesh so he could take my place at the cross. And so the blood of that sacrifice could be sinless blood, and thereby it could sprinkle the mercy seat in heaven and acquire for you and me salvation and reconciliation, justification and sanctification. Praise God for Christmas. Amen. And what it means, because if that child had never come, there would be no cross, thereby no sacrifice, no resurrection, no second coming. We would be doomed and damned and lost. But Jesus came. Thank God he came down to seek and to save us. God is the initiator of love. The Bible said we didn't love him. Herein is love. Not that we loved him initially, but that he loved us and gave his son for us. Hallelujah. Let me read you something as we close today. In John 1 verse 14, it said, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." The Son of God was God the Son, come to earth, the second person of the Godhead, come to earth to take on flesh. God's holy character, his perfect goodness, no darkness at all, perfect truth, perfect light, perfect love, that holy nature that is attended by the Shekinah glory in the old covenant, was seen in the man, Jesus Christ, in whom all the fullness of the Godhead dwelt bodily. Listen to this, Colossians 2, verse 8 and 9. "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of this world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." In other words, don't let man strip Jesus of his deity and his destiny of the cross. Don't let them take away the glory of his birth and the absolute power of his resurrection. Jesus said, "When you've seen me, you've seen the Father, because I and my Father are one." Praise God. In John 1:14 in the Amplified, it said, "And the Word, Christ, became flesh, human, incarnate, and tabernacled, fixed his tent of flesh, lived a while among us, and we actually saw his glory, his honor, his majesty, such glory as an only begotten Son receives from his Father, full of grace, favor, loving kindness, and truth. This, then, is both the mystery and the majesty of Christmas. Joy unspeakable and full of the very glory of very God. Ah, friend, that God would come to this earth, take on flesh, go to the cross, take our punishment so He wouldn't have to judge us, that He would be judged Himself, who never sinned and knew no sin, so that we who have sinned and deserve judgment might be forgiven and saved. That is the glory and the message of Christmas. That's why Jesus came into this world. It wasn't just to open the eyes of the blind man. It wasn't just to turn the water to wine. Those are far lesser miracles than the miracle of His birth, the miracle that a man would become a sacrificed lamb on the cross for you and for me, and that this man, in our behalf, would conquer death and the grave, and Satan's power would be broken for those that would trust Him. Make no mistake about it today. You can be delivered. You can be set free. You can be changed from the inside out. God doesn't ask you to do that yourself. He asks you to come just as you are and receive Christ. Come with a repentant heart. Ask Him to forgive you. Be willing to do an about face. Hallelujah. And God will give you the strength to walk this life out all the way to the end, because He'll go with us. Praise God. Amen. Come to Him and let Him give you the greatest gift that has ever been given. And if you're a Christian, you're out of work. If you're a Christian, you're short on cash. You're a Christian and your husband or wife just left you with a bunch of bills, or just left you. Oh, if you're a Christian, you've lost a child or a loved one. This Christmas is going to be different. Don't forget. Don't forget the significance of this gift. And get up Christmas morning, whether it's a lean Christmas or a large Christmas, and say, Lord, it wouldn't be Christmas at all without You, Jesus. I love You. I thank You. I am rich today, and I will rejoice today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Whether you eat a 20-pound turkey or a chicken from Walmart, I tell you, give Him praise. That chicken ain't bad, by the way. Hallelujah. Amen. We love you today. We want you to have a spiritually exciting, celebrated Christmas. Right from us here at the Holy Church of God to you wherever you're hearing this broadcast. We love you in Christ today. Again, if you prayed the sinner's prayer with me, so many have prayed it, you rejoice. Get in a church, tell somebody what happened to you. Praise God and worship your King. Amen and amen. Oh, don't miss next week's broadcast. We're headed for a brand new year, and we want to begin it with some direction from the Lord. And I've really been praying about this new year, and I believe I've heard from Him. Praise God. Amen. Come back next week, and let's talk some more about Jesus. Merry Christmas.